Alrighty, check, check. Hey, hey, ho, hey, wow. Okay, we're back. We're on. We're live. Let's do this. It is the John DiBella Show Daily Podcast. Dave here, Monday morning, 11-11, Veterans Day. How's it going? Lots of shout-outs today to our servicemen and women. All kinds of songs in tribute to those who've served our country. Obviously can't play those here, but this is everything in between. A November chill is headed our way. That's where we started out. Four random facts with Cindy Graham. We always share those on a Monday morning at 6:55. Song stories featured Already Gone. We talked Turkey Drop, which is coming up, and Thin the Herd, all the normal Benchmark Monday bits that you've come to know and love, and a little more sprinkled in here throughout. So enjoy. Here we go. It is the Daily Podcast.
No, I would stay away from the ocean in the next couple of days. It is going to be, listen to this. What did I do with that story? Listen to this. Forecasters say 147 million Americans are about to be dropped in potential record-breaking cold. Starting today, an Arctic blast will move into the central plains and parts of the Midwest. Okay, you're saying to yourself, oh, no big deal there. We don't live there. But the freeze will dominate the eastern half of the country by tomorrow, bringing wind chill temperatures in the single digits for the northern half and below freezing temperatures for the southern half. So the best that we're going to do is be in the around 28 to 30 degrees the next couple of days.
So could we expect another November storm that no one is prepared for?
You know what? They're talking about snow.
Was that last year?
Snow. Yeah. We're talking about snow again this week.
Oh, all right, dude, that one last year was crazy.
How long did it take you to get
4 hours. Yeah.
4 hours. Same for you.
Yeah. I live in Willow Grove. You live in Quakertown.
I live 6 miles away, and it took me an hour.
All right, that was nuts.
So there's some weather coming, folks. Be prepared for that.
The John DiBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
It is Veterans Day today, and there is, I want to grab
I love how this room sounds when you walk away.
When you walk away.
It's so good.
All I have to walk away is this far, and it sounds like
I love it.
Yeah. All right.
Let's do our shows like that.
Yeah. Anyway, there's a bunch of things going on, a lot of free stuff that can be had. A ton of restaurants are offering free food, including Applebee's, Buffalo Wild Wings, California Pizza Kitchen, Chili's, Cracker Barrel, Denny's, IHOP, Golden Corral, Red Lobster, and Red Robin.
Cool.
So if you are a vet.
Well, it's stolen valor time for me, John.
Is it really?
Temporary. 10% off my pizza.
I gotta tell you,
yes, indeed, I serve.
You do have to prove it to some extent.
I kid.
All right. So, and a lot of other stuff's going on. Great Clips is doing things. I'll give you more during the course of the day. But yesterday, I sat down and I started, picking out, some songs to play for today for Veterans Day. And while going through it, I came across this song. Do you know the Jeff Buckley version of
Hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yeah. Right.
Probably the most popular of the 80 covers of that song.
Yeah. I think he did the first one because Leonard Cohen wrote the song.
Right.
It was his,
right.
But it was Buckley who made it famous, right? And I come across this version by a woman who goes by the name of Sailor Jerry. She was in the Navy,
okay.
Right? And she decided to use the song but change all of the lyrics to be about veterans. And I got to tell you something, it really moved me. And, it's not our typical type of song, but for Veterans Day, we should play this.
You packed your bags and shut the door. You crossed the sea in a fight or war. You didn't know just what would happen to you.
The John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
And now it's time for
Random
Facts.
1, 2, 3, bah!
All right, Cindy, get us going.
All right, the name of the phone company Sprint was originally an acronym for Southern Pacific Internal Networking Telecommunications.
Wait a second, where's the R?
Oh, I've missed a word.
You can try it again.
That would be Southern Pacific Internal
Networking. Oh, no, it's my fault.
Oh, it's your fault?
I send Cindy her. Yeah, I text
on my sheet.
Right. It's Southern Pacific Railroad Internal Network.
Steve, ironically, you railroaded you.
Sorry, Steve.
Steve, can you get yours right?
Maybe. There's 9 states with more cows than people. And surprisingly enough, these are the ones that elected the president. Idaho, Iowa, Kansas, Montana, Nebraska, North Dakota, Oklahoma, South Dakota, and Wyoming.
Dave?
Railroad.
Yeah. Hopefully I can get through this without missing a beat. The slogan, "Don't mess with Texas," came from an anti-littering ad campaign in the 80s.
Wait a second.
Yeah.
They run around screaming, "Don't mess with Texas," like they're the toughest bastards in the country.
Has nothing to do with their guns.
And that they're slobs.
Yes.
That's what it is.
The trash on the side of the road.
And lastly this morning, the chain restaurant Smith & Wolinski got its name when the founder opened a phone book and randomly picked 2 people's last name. The guy's name was Alan Stillman, and no one named Smith or Wolinski was ever involved with the restaurant. And there they are, your...
Random
facts.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I'm getting goofy.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
After recording...
We run on the border. Oh,
wrong button. After recording 2 albums in England with Glyn Johns, the producer, who saw the Eagles basically as a country band and not as a rock band, the Eagles returned to the United States. They record their 3rd album, and this time with a different producer altogether. Now, Glenn Frey once told us, that was him jumping in, right? Glenn Frey once told us that Already Gone fit perfectly in the direction that they wanted to be going.
We were on the border by then, and we were working with Bill Simzik by then. So we wanted to rock a little bit more. And I think Already Gone is like really a great example of what I would call a country rock song. Keith Richard, who loved the Burrito Brothers, gave a very good description of what country rock was. It was basically a Chuck Berry beat with major country melodies on top. And that's exactly what Already Gone is. It's a lot of fun playing the guitars at the end. Myself and Don Feld are trading notes.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
Temperatures are, tomorrow, it's rain mixed with snow. They're calling it a wintry mix tomorrow. Falling temperatures. The high for today expected to be 49. By 5 o'clock in the afternoon, it'll drop to 34. And supposedly later in the week with the wind chill factor, it's going to feel like it's in the teens here.
Cool.
Oh, awesome. Right. Good thing I don't have to install a tree stand.
Yeah. Really?
Real nice timing for that.
I have to put lights up on the evergreens out front.
Yeah.
Sometime this week. Yeah. And
just lasso them up there.
And a couple of weeks ago, I'm like, do it now. I'm like, nah, it's too early. Right. I got plenty of time. It'll be nice through all the November. Nothing to worry about. Ooh, we haven't had a cold turkey drop in a while.
Oh,
all right.
Man.
Yeah. Can you remember the last time we had a cold turkey drop?
Not while I've been out there.
Yeah, probably back when we were at the Circle, Love Park.
Yeah, Love Park. It's been every time we've been. We've had great luck at the Kimmel Center, which is where we will be on the 26th, live at the Kimmel Center as Acme Markets presents once again the John DeBella Show Turkey Drop, and we are looking right now. Look, I know I can count on the listeners. I know listeners are going to show up in droves at the Acme locations throughout the DeBellaware Valley, although I have questions about the Neyman's Road Acme in Wilmington, DeBellaware.
Why?
Because, well, for like 30 years, the people in DeBellaware have bitched to me that there's never a location in DeBellaware. Mm-hmm. And so last year we got one, finally,
right.
And it was like one of the lowest takes. All right, it was the first year. I'll give them that. I'm expecting you DeBellaware people to come through big time this year at the Neyman's Road Acme. But whatever it is, whether you're dropping off a turkey or a turkey coupon, you're trying to drop off cash, we'll take that at all the locations. Or if any of the locations are not convenient to you, just go to WMGK.com and you could use a major credit card. It's secure. It's a great way to support the people at City Team doing this wonderful work for the people who are living below the poverty line in Philadelphia. You've heard me say it before, No other city in America has a poverty line as low as we do, and as many people living below it as we do. One in four Philadelphians, 25% of people in the Delaware Valley live below the poverty line. And when we do this, it's not just for Philadelphia. It's for Philly. It's for South Jersey. It's the Delaware. City Team covers them all. So please join us. Help us out. The folks at Parks Casino and Dietz and Watson are helping. We're hoping you will help too. In Havertown, there's a Acme on Westchester Pike, on Red Lion Road in Northeast Philly, in Flowertown and Bethlehem Pike, in Audubon, New Jersey, there's one on the Black Horse Pike. So please, this coming Tuesday the 26th, on Tuesday the 26th, join us for this year's Turkey Drive.
The John DiBella Podcast.
Loud noises!
102.9 MGK.
Right there, too.
A 32-year-old guy in Huntsville, Alabama, named Christopher Schock, is facing serious jail time for printing a bunch of fake $20 and $50 bills. And he got caught after he threw a bunch of the rejects out from a test run, and the garbage men found them in the trash. Right? They were really good forgeries. They looked real, but once they pulled them out of the garbage, they realized they were printed on regular paper. Now, the police were able to link the bills to Christopher because one of them was printed on the back of a receipt from the Alabama Pardons and Paroles Department.
Oh, geez.
And it had all of his info on it, including his full name and his birth date. In Alabama, the penalty for forgery is up to 20 years in prison per bill. This guy's going to prison for a real long time.
In the herd.
Over to you, Steve.
A radio host in Philadelphia without a pitchfork. A 52-year-old woman named Belinda Fondren from Evans, Louisiana, was busted for selling high school students fake doctor's notes so they could skip school. She used to work for a doctor and was forging the notes that saying that they came from him. She was selling them for $20 each and sold them to 14 different kids before the school actually got suspicious.
Nice side hustle.
Seriously. They noticed there was a big spike in kids getting notes from that same doctor, so they called the doctor, and he had never heard of any of these kids. So they eventually traced the notes to Belinda, and she was arrested for filing false public records. She could get up to 5 years in prison for that.
Where do you see this woman? We've got her mugshot.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, she looks like the type of woman who would have done this.
Oh, I can't wait.
What do you got, Dave?
I got a 32-year-old guy named Bryce Williams from Denham Springs, Louisiana. He was arrested Sunday night at midnight after he showed up at a bar on an electric shopping cart from Walmart. We all know what those are. Cops confronted him. He admitted he'd stolen the cart from about a half a mile away. Why? Because he was drunk and afraid he'd get a DUI if he drove his own car.
Okay.
Which would have been only a misdemeanor with a maximum sentence of up to 6 months, a $1,000 fine. Stealing a cart garnered him a felony with a maximum sentence of 2 years and $5,000.
Oh, my God. Oh,
you fool.
In the herd.
Lastly this morning, here's what happens when you overthink your crimes. There's a 34-year-old guy named Luke Dell from Beaver Creek, Ohio, who had plans to rob a bank across the border in Pennsylvania. Big plans, complicated plans. Here's his breakdown. He was going to steal a license plate from another car and put it on his car. Right? He was going to put on a realistic old man mask. He was going to go to a Bob Evans restaurant and give them the fake tip that there was an active shooter and bomb threat at two nearby schools. And then wait until the cops are distracted by those threats and then rob the bank. But when he went to the restaurant to tell them about the threats, the staff didn't just call the cops. They also told him about Luke and gave him a description of his car. So the cops pulled him over on the way to the bank robbery. He was arrested on several charges, including terroristic threats, threat to use a weapon of mass destruction, theft of a stolen license plate, but not bank robbery.
In the herd.
Uh-oh. The John DiBella Podcast. 102.9.
Yeah, it does hurt.
MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.